Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Thunembe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Very good afternoon to you and welcome back to Wednesday's edition of Heart to Heart. My name is Luko Mgwedi Puti. Absolutely thrilled to be spending yet another afternoon with you. I did say that straight out of our health chat with Tara Williams this afternoon, that I would be having a chat with Bishop Martin de Fretel. Please correct me there, Bishop, if I'm getting wrong, in case I'm butchering your surname. Good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon. It's good to be with you. My name is De Vertai. De Vertai.
De Vertile.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, got it right. Good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit, Bishop.
Good afternoon, and I'm glad that you can have me on your program today.
Oh, man. Really great to have you. Now, I see that you're having a book launch soon, and that's what we're going to chat about, Bishop, this afternoon. But I think let's start here. Let's start on who Bishop De Vertel is exactly. Who is Bishop Martin?
Oh, well, Bishop Martin De Vertel was born in the lovely island of Trinidad and Tobago in the Caribbean, West Indies. It's not far from Jamaica. I was born many years ago. Became a Christian at age 23, and I then went to Bible school, traveled the nations of the world to preach and teach the message of the kingdom of God. And I presently am married to one called Sipati, Sipati, and together, collectively, we have 9 children. Don't ask me anymore. We have 9 children, and that's it about me.
9 children, Bishop, as in like 1 to 9, 1, 2, 3, hello? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
The Bible says be fruitful and multiply. I have 9 children, yeah.
I love that response, Bishop. Now, let's talk about how to deal with an evil report, Bishop. Is this your very first book, second book?
It's my first published book. I have about 6 other books I've written, and it's not yet in print, but it will be soon.
Okay. And why? Tell us, take us into confidence. Why this particular title to the book? And perhaps in just a couple of minutes, what is the book actually about? Without giving it away, because the book launch is still coming.
I'm glad you asked that question. The book deals with an evil report, we define an evil report. It's not just negative news, but it is something, it's contaminated information. Sometimes it's truth mixed with fear, facts mixed with insecurity, or opinions that carries some sort of weight of authority. And this evil report, it's very, very dangerous, because I know this is a pulpit radio, so you talk about God. You realize in the book of Numbers, chapter 13 and 14, God took 12 senior leaders and sent them out to spy a land that they looked forward to. They looked with eager anticipation after 430 years in Egypt, living in bondage. They wanted Canaan. But what God did was took 12 senior leaders. He sent them into the land to spy the land and to bring back a report, or to report about the land to the nation Israel. What did 10 do? They brought back what the Bible called an evil report. And that evil report The evil report, not everything that they said was evil, because an evil report, sometimes it's mixed with truth. The report, there were really giants in the land. The walls were really high. There were challenges in the land. What was evil, however, was their interpretation was toxic. Okay. They magnified obstacles. They minimized possibilities. They exaggerated risks. And they contaminated the entire nation's confidence to such a degree that the people saw themselves as grasshoppers.
Mm. Sure.
And so this book... Okay. Mm. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm saying that's absolutely powerful.
Yeah, so this book addresses how... You see, because as I said, it damaged a people to such an extent that these guys could not have seen themselves right. As a matter of fact, instead of focusing on the promise that God or Unkulunkulu gave to them, they started to focus on the problems. And they were willing. Remember when they were in Egypt, they cried by reason of the harshness of their taskmasters. But now they were trying to form a company to go back to the same place that they asked God to deliver them from. That's how powerful and that's how dangerous an evil report can be.
Mm. And this is what you basically cover, and this is what you clarify in the book, I believe.
So, yeah, this book was meant to show you first what an evil report is. It teaches you how to identify the evil report. But more than that, it teaches you how to identify the carriers of the evil report, like the people who love to gossip, people who love to murmur, like people who are tale bearers, people who are busybodies. You see, so once you are able to identify the carriers, then you can protect yourself against the evil report.
Hmm. Sure. That's absolutely powerful. Now, tell me, Bishop, you are having a launch very soon of the book. Give us details. When exactly and where is it going to be? And I think I love this. Who is invited exactly?
The whole of South Africa. Everybody is invited. Unfortunately, space... We would be, as you said, we'll be, it's December the 6th, it's this Saturday. The time would be 1 p.m. or 1300 hours. The venue, it's Ibotsi Golf Estate Clubhouse. It's a spectacular place. It's a spectacular venue. It's one of the most secured venue in this part of Benoni, Rhinefield. And the ambience is unbelievable. And so we choose that place to have the launching of this book. And people who want to come, we have a small fee of 600 rands, and it includes a book, one of my book, which is sold for ordinarily for 350 rands, 294 pages, but also you will get is two meals, a starter and a main meal. And that's from the clubhouse restaurant. So this, the 600 actually is chicken feed, because if you go in that clubhouse, you know it's expensive. But we are giving you all that Saturday.
I love that you're basically giving them a fine dining experience.
Oh, say that again, girl. It's fine dining, fine place. It's totally safe. And you said who can come? Everyone can come. But if you want to reserve a seat, a place, you can book early at book at at it's the email is book at Devetai. Let me spell that for you. EVERTEUIL.CO.ZA. Or you can call alternatively, you can call 0721691467 or 0783802736.
Oh, Matt. Anything else you'd love to bring to our attention, Bishop?
Yeah, I want to say that you cannot afford to miss this opportunity. This is going to be life-changing. It's not just because I want to get my book sold. We need to have this information out, and we need to, so that we can develop defense mechanisms against an evil report. We will teach you in this book how the questions that you can ask to protect yourself against the evil report, and so that people don't use you as a garbage or a dump heap to put their negativity on. So I want to say, use a book that will help to protect your relationships, protect your heart, and to guard your mind and thoughts against an evil report.
Oh, Bishop Martin, thank you so much for this chat. And all the best for the book launch. Remind us again the date, times for the event.
The date is December the 6th. That is this Saturday. The place is Ibotsi Golf Estate Clubhouse. The time is 1300 hours or 1 p.m. You all are invited, and I also look forward to see you. I know you are in Cape Town, but you can always take a plane over.
I love the sound of that. And graduation will be over by Saturday. So, hey, there's still a chance.
I look forward to seeing you, girl.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Bishop Martin, and have a lovely afternoon further.
Nia bonga siswam.
Oh,
you do have a good evening too.
Oh, that's Bishop Martin. Please head out to Ibute on Saturday the 6th of December 2025.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. Iradio Pulpit Facebook. Yeyoluntu lonke.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today. Christian music, messages, and more. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.